Wasn't that fabulous? Well done, guys. Brilliant. And they're going to stay in position because we're going to explore this. Now, if there's any younger ones who can't see, I'd like you to come forward because I'm going to need some younger ones to help me. So if any younger ones would like to come forward, that'd be brilliant. Come and have a sit down here and I will ask you to do a few things. If you'd like to help, have a seat. Now, did anyone spot the question today in the reading? We're looking at questions Jesus asked. Anyone want to call out? What was the question today? Go on, conform it as a question about a drink. Go on, someone. Will you give me a drink? That's not like some of the other questions. What is the kingdom of God like? What do you want? Now it's really basic, it seems, but it isn't basic. Will you give me a drink? Well, Jesus and his friends are on his way to Galilee. They're passing through Samaria. It's midday. Now, it's got hot this summer here. But trust me, midday in the Holy Land in the heat of the day is a bit hotter still. So Jesus stops. He pauses by a well. And I thought the way that Chris acted it was fabulous. How often do you think about Jesus being tired? But he was fully human, and he got tired. On my wall at home, I've got a picture of Jesus with great big eye bags, looking really tired. I find it encourages me, because I normally look in the mirror in the morning and find great big eye bags, and I think that's okay. So just for a moment, where you are, just shut up. Whoa. Are you okay? Yeah? Just for a moment, where you are, share with the person next to you. How does it make you feel to know that Jesus got tired too when he was here on earth? What does that make you feel like when you appreciate Jesus too got tired doing the stuff of life? Just for a minute with your neighbor, share. How do you feel about that? Okay, let me share what I feel. I just find it incredibly reassuring to know that when I'm a bit worn down, and life's a bit hard, and it feels a bit of a slog, and my energy levels are a bit low, which is often Monday morning, the day after what has been before, I know that I've got a Lord and Saviour who knows exactly what it feels like. Albeit, of course, he's without sin. And that's really important. Being tired is just one of those things that comes with human condition. And as we get older, we feel tired more often. That's okay. Jesus understands. Now, Jesus meets this Samaritan woman. And this is a really shocking encounter. And I want to briefly explore it. We won't be long. Jesus tells the woman that if she'd asked him for a drink, he would give her something. Oh, sorry. Forgive me. Have I gone mad? Do you know, that's tiredness. I was dancing away last night thinking, yeah, that doesn't look right on here, you know? So forgive me, I will start again. Jesus meets the Samaritan woman. The Samaritan woman is fetching water in the heat of the day. Now remember, this is midday. This is really, really hot. Most of people in the town of Sychar would have come really early in the morning or maybe late in the evening. George here is on the mic. Can anybody give me a reason why you think this lady was fetching water in the heat of the day? Why on earth was she coming out when everybody else would have come at a different time? Be brave. Anybody? Go on, go for Ben there. Round this way, George. Just don't step on any children.
Don't step on me
either. Or Lauren.
I think one of the reasons was she didn't want to meet anybody else.
She didn't. She didn't want to meet anybody else. Why not? You're right. We can assume that. It doesn't actually say it, but I think we can assume. Do you want to go for Peter down here?
She was a social outcast.
She was. She was an outcast. So what's she doing? She's avoiding the people of the town who frankly didn't like her. We're not going to explore that too much today. We're far more interested in the interaction between Jesus and the woman to start with. Jesus then asks the woman today's question. Will you give me a drink? And our Samaritan woman mimed this. Amazed. Can you do that mime again? Will you give me a drink? knife. She's shocked. She's really, really shocked. I think there's two good reasons why. But anybody like to suggest a reason? I think there's two good reasons. One is very, very clear in our reading. The other one is more of a social situation. But both are important. Anybody want to go? And give us an answer. Come on, be bold. Go on, down here. Ellie's going to give us a go. Down here, George.
Samaritans and Jews were not friends.
Absolutely. The Samaritan and Jewish people did not get on. Incredibly sad, but they didn't. I'm not going to go into the history, but they didn't. There's another reason as well. Does anybody know the social reason? Which is a bit weird here. There's a social reason. Even if they were both Jewish, this would have been very strange. Karen down here.
Would a man talk to a woman without anyone else around?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Karen. There is no way that a man would speak to a woman they didn't know in that culture. No way. That was highly, highly irregular. It wouldn't have happened. Let alone to ask her to help him. I mean, it's way out. But Jesus was God's son. He did things in different ways, which was always the way of love. So, Jesus tells the woman that if she'd asked him for a drink, he could have given her something special. Now, this is weird. He's asked her for a drink, but now he's saying, well, if you asked me for a drink, I could have given you something special. What was it? Let's not skip to the last bit. What was the first thing he said? I would give you, go on, be bold, guys. Go back to Matthew, down there. Go back to Matthew. I'm going to need a volunteer down here. Somebody want to volunteer for me?
I will give you living water that you'll never thirst again.
Oh, you're not quite on that one. We've got a line before that. We'll come to that line in a minute. Did anybody pick up the first thing? I would give you water that is, or blank water. Sounds like blankety blank. Blank water. Right. Do you want to help me, Teddy? Teddy, can you find number one? And can you pull on the string? Pull on the string for me. Here's number one. There you go. Pull on the string. Whoop. Can you hold that one up for me, Teddy? Water that is living is the first thing that Jesus is saying will come out of the well that is him. Now, the woman probably imagined that the water had special powers. She must have thought, what on earth is this? The water maybe has special powers. Thank you, Teddy. Do you want to sit down here for me with that one? Good lad. But Jesus is speaking in picture language. He's not talking about a special water. He hasn't performed a miracle on the well. So the woman asks, where's this water going to come from? She realizes Jesus is special. She says, our ancestor Jacob provided the well. Are you greater than Jacob? Jesus ignores that question. He ignores that question. And he explains what water being living really means. So, Matthew. George, go back to Matthew. What does Jesus tell the woman she will never be if she drinks the water that is living?
Never be thirsty again, I'll give you the water that you'll never
be. Catch that? One of the girls want to help me? Do one of you want to help me? Come forward. Can you grab number two? Can you grab string number two for me? And can you pull string number two? Yep, that's it. Keep going. Oh, it's going to pull the other one out. Look at that. It's got entangled. But hey, can you hold that one up for me? Oh, dear. Sorry. I pressed a button and gone back to the beginning. Silly old me. Look at that. Hold it up. Oh, nearly there. Never be thirsty again. Never be thirsty again. Can you imagine that? In a hot climate, being given something and never, ever be thirsty again. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I can remember years ago going on an interrailing holiday. Anybody ever went interrailing around Europe? What a treat that was, hey? Went interrailing. I remember arriving in Athens in September. Boy, it was hot, but I suspect it's hotter now. That was 1989. I hate to think how much hotter it is now. And the much as we could drink, you'd finish your drink and you'd be thirsty again within minutes. It was extraordinary. Have you ever been to a place like that? Oh, it's tough, isn't it? And you can never have enough. Never be thirsty again,
But the woman's shocked. This is bonkers. She knows full well it's hot. You can drink from that, and she knows she'll be thirsty. She's bound to be thirsty. But Jesus says, if someone drinks of the water he gives us, the water will become a spring inside us. Well, she knew about springs. That's where the well came from. The well came from a spring of water, something which was bubbling up. But Jesus says that this spring of water flowing inside will give the person who drinks of Jesus' water something really special. Water that is living. You'll never be thirsty again. What does it give us if we drink of the water that Jesus gives us? Go on, go for Annie at the back there, George. Go for Annie.
Eternal life.
Eternal life. Does one of you want to pull the final string out? Come on, Elliot. Pull number three. Yep, and can you hold it up for me? So everyone can see. Eternal life. But it isn't going to come out of that well. It's not going to come out of that well. It's going to come for a relationship with Jesus. And this woman now knew that Jesus was offering her hope, a new life, now and forever. Later on in the reading, and boy, the reading goes on for an awful lot of verses. You've only heard a tiny bit. We'll find out that Jesus knew all about the woman. He didn't suddenly have a horrible surprise what her life was like and wanted to withdraw it. Jesus knew very well what this woman was like, knew very well that she'd had a difficult life. And by the way, it's very easy for us to judge her. But we've no idea if this woman had had multiple relationships because she'd been abused in some way. How easy it is to apply a reading and to blame her. We do not know the social context. Let's not do this. What we do know, though, is that the woman had lived a very difficult life. By all accounts, within our understanding, we'd call it a life where she hadn't done things as God would have wanted. But even so, Jesus wanted her to have water that is living, so she'd never be thirsty, so she'd have eternal life. It is wonderful to know that whoever you are today, whatever you've done, living water's on offer to you. However bad you may think your life has been, however difficult, however wrong, Jesus offers living water. But I'm still speaking in terms of cliche and picture language. We better answer the question, what is the living water? Because up till now, all I'm talking in is cliches. Let's explain it. Michelle has got her hand up. Last time, George. Thank you for being my gopher, George. You're a star. Who?
The Holy Spirit.
Yes, who is he speaking of? The Holy Spirit. In fact, Jesus in John 7 explicitly says the Holy Spirit is a well of bubbling water. It's the Holy Spirit that brings real life. It's the Holy Spirit who guides our lives, brings us into relationship with the Lord. And when we follow the Holy Spirit, we live in ways which honor God. And Jesus promised this woman the Holy Spirit, actually. And that's amazing. It would give her a life that would never end. And we know that this woman was never the same again, because she told the whole village. And we know that she became this extraordinary evangelist. And people in the town came out and learned about Jesus. And it was wonderful. So let me wrap up. Do we believe that Jesus brings us life-giving water that creates within us a spring which leads to eternal life? Do we want that? Or maybe today, as Paul writes, do we want more of it? Paul says, go on being filled with the Spirit. It is not a one-off. It is an ongoing. Can I pray for us all that we might know more of the Holy Spirit and be filled with him to the fullest measure? Sound good? Let's go for it. Dear Father, thank you so, so much that your gift of the Spirit to us is free. And you want to give that Spirit in all its fullness. This day I pray for all who would like to receive that you would fill them with your Spirit. May they know their forgiveness. May they know that they are loved. May they know that in you there is eternal life forever. Fill them with your Spirit, Lord, and bring a renewed knowledge of who you are. Like the woman at the well, may all of us gathered here today
drink deeply of your spirit and never be thirsty again. Amen.